The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim. Daf Peh. Today's daf is being studied. The Elul Nishmat Morzekenir by Yosef ben Saram, Abraham ben Esther, Mordechai ben Latife. Ruach Hashem Tenichem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Refuah Shelema, Moshe ben Dina, Sara, Ruhama bat Rachel, Sara bat Rachel. En Arifan Elahem, Tota Nefesh, Tota Guf. Amen. Begin today's daf on Pet Dalet Amud Bet, and we are holding 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Let's just review the two dinim of the Sefa Val Mishnah. The second to the last case of the Mishnah was a fellow that made a neder against all Kohanim and all Leviim. That what? That he's not going to be mehaneh them. He's not going to give them any hana'ah. So the din of the Mishnah is they are allowed to come and take the terumah from him. Aye, what about the hana'ah? So obviously the first part of the Mishnah is holding that taking terumah is not considered a hana'ah. The hana'ah would be something that's called tovat hana'ah. What is Tovat Hana'ah? Which means if I could choose which Kohen I can give it to, so therefore, I got a Hana'ah in the sense that what? That now the Kohen owes me. Which means I gave the Kohen Terumah, could have given it to somebody else. So there's a Tovat Hana'ah over here in this situation. So the first part of the Mishnah obviously holds that this business of Tovat Hana'ah is not considered a Hana'ah. Because even though, I'll give you the language of the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah was Kunam Kohanim Leviim Nehenim Li. Right? Which means he was Oser his Hana'ah on all the Kohanim and the Leviim. Now, even though when they're taking the Terumah, you see, they're getting Hana'ah from the Nechasim. They're being Neheneh. So, no, they're not being Neheneh. Why? Because the Terumah is they're taking it on their own, so to speak. And there's no Tovat Hana'ah. The Sefa, whoever said, and we'll see this also in the Gemara, I'm just giving you a outside. Sefa, the Mishnah said, if you have a fellow that makes a neder against certain Kohanim, and certain Leviim, those Kohanim cannot take Terumah, but the others that he didn't make a neder against can't take the Terumah. Seems just contradicting the first deen. Because why can't you give it, why can't the Kohanim that you made the neder take the Terumah? In the first case of the Mishnah, they were allowed to. In the second case, you have to give it to the ones you didn't make the neder against. So the Gemara is going to analyze this contradiction. So the Gemara starts off like this. Kohanim uviim nehenim li yitnu alma. From the first case of the Mishnah, what do we see? Tova tana'a ena mamon. What does it mean, tova tana'a ena mamon? Which means this zechut, that you give the terumah to this guy, that's not considered that the Kohen is receiving a hana'a. Even though technically you say, what do you mean? I could give it to any person I wanted. In fact, I gave it to you. So I was giving you hana. No, tovat hana, that's not considered tovat hana. And it's not considered mamon. Ema sefa, but we have a problem from the sefa. Kohanim elu. Velevim elu. Specific kohanim and levim. Nehenim li, right? They cannot have hana from me. Yitelu ahirim. Others can take titeruma. Ava lehane, lo. But these guys know. Alma, tovat hana, mamon. You see over here, what? It is considered a value, which means the fact that you got it, I could have gave it to somebody else. So you got a hana'ah over there. Which means it's something you would have even paid for, maybe even. So that tovat hana'ah that I was made, so I was mehaneh you. So make up your mind, is tovat hana'ah mamon or is tovat hana'ah not mamon? That's the stira in the Mishnah. Gemara amar of Hoshaya, lakashya. Harabi, the Harabi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Interesting, but in one Mishnah, we have two rabbis. The one Shita is Rabbi Hoshaya of Rabbi, and one Shita is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Yetanya. Here's the case. Hagonev tivlo shel havero. Guy comes along, he steals the table of his friend. What is table? Fruit. He didn't take terumot masrot. Guy stole it as is, without any terumot masrot taken. Tivlo. Ve'achalo. And he ate it. He ate it. Now he's got to pay back. Mishalem lo demet tivlo. So the B holds, you got to pay back the edeme tevlo, the amount of the tevil. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Meshulam Ela Demei Hulin Shebo. The first rabbi comes along as Devre Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Meshulam Ela Demei Hulin Shebo. So the first shita says you got to pay back the whole value, which means the whole pile of fruit, including the tirumah that was in there, including the ma'asrot that's in there, whatever the value was. It was 2 kilos. He stole 2 kilos of fruit. He's got to give back 2 kilos of fruit, all the items. Other shita says no. You only have to pay back the hulin shibo. You don't got to pay him back the value of the tirumah, nor do you have to pay him back the value of the ma'asrot. So Gemara wants to say, what's the machloker over here? The Gemara says, "My lab back in Mepange." Let us say that the machlok between these two rabbis is the following: the Rabbi Savar, Rabbi holds Tovat Hana'a Mamon, and therefore, since Tovat Hana'a Mamon, you stole bottom line money from this guy. What do you mean? It's not his tiruma; it's the Kohen's tiruma. But the right thing to give the tiruma to who he wants, there's a value to that. That's considered Tovat Mamon. So you stole his Mamon; you stole his value. Therefore, you have to return back even the Tiruma Shebo and the Maasrot Shebo. Yeah? Verebi Yoseh, Verebi Yudasrot, Tumatana, Ena Mamon. And he holds what? It's not Mamon. And therefore, the Tiruma is not his. Tiruma belongs to the Kohanim. I, that he could choose? No, that's not considered a Mamon. That's considered a value to that he could choose to who he wants to give it to. And therefore, he doesn't have to return. So you got the Mahloket. The rabbi that says you got to return back the whole thing. You stole his tiruma. It's not his tiruma, it's the Kohen's tiruma. Yeah, but I have rights to give that tiruma to who I want. There's a value to that. Which means now the Kohen owes me and things like that. There's a price to that. That's Mamon. She's got to compensate him for that. Mashiach, the other Shita says, that would be to be Yosef, to be Yehuda. No, Tovat Hana'a is not Mamon. And therefore, you're just paying back the Hulin, but you don't have to pay back the actual tiruma that was in there. Good. And with this, we want to explain the Mishnah. The two Shitot in the Mishnah are actually these two Tana'im. The Shita that said that when you make a nidr against all the Kohanim, that what? That they can take Tiruma. So obviously that's holding what? Tovat Hana'a is not considered Mamon. And if it's not considered Mamon, they can take their Tiruma. That would be like the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Resha and the Sefa of the Mishnah that says, no, you can't give it to these Kohanim that you make the nidr against. You have to give it to the other ones. Obviously they hold like Rabbi that says Tovat Hana'a is Mamon. There was a shemir in it against him. You cannot give it to them. You have to give it to somebody else. That's why I want to say how much that is. Kibra says no. Don't get involved with these two rabbis. They don't argue. I can tell you both rabbis hold really Tovat Hana'a is not considered Mamon. Now let's think it out ourselves. If it's not considered Mamon, why would one rabbi say, why would Rabbi say that you have to return back everything? The Chaurah, if it's not Mamon, why do you have to return even the Teruma? Different story. Which means the argument of it is you didn't take the terumot yet. The teruma is in there, but you didn't even mafrish it, you didn't even designate it yet. So we have a mahlokar over here. Terumot that's destined to be taken, is it considered as if it's taken? Or do you say, no, it's not considered taken until you actually mafrish it, you actually designated it? And therefore, everybody's going to hold that really Tovat Hana'a is not Mamon. Okay? So if you hold it's not Mamon, so then why does the rabbi that say if it's not Mamon, what do you have to give it back then? If it's not Mamon, what are you returning? Because he holds that even the Teruma, even before you took it out, it's considered Teruma. But so what? If it's not Mamon, what's the difference? Even you want to say it's Tiruma now, before you took it out. So the Gemara's next question is, V'i Tovat Hana'a ena Mamon. If you tell me that V'i Tovat Hana'a is not Mamon, Mali Hurumu, Mali Lo Hurumu. What do I care if you consider it, if it was Tiruma was taken out or not? Bottom line, if it's not considered Mamon, this way you're interpreting the Mahlokah doesn't make any sense. Again, the Gemara tried to say, you know what the Mahlokah is over between the rabbis? Tiruma that's destined to be taken out is considered as if it's there. One rabbi says no. What are you talking about? If you tell me that everybody holds it's not Mamon, even if you want to tell me the Teruma is there, but it's not considered that you took, it's not considered Mamon, so what do you have to return it for? Because Ela, Hayru Tamad Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi, I'm explaining to Rabbi now. Kansuha Rabbanan de Ganav. Really, I'm going to tell you, you know what? We can explain this Mahloket any way you want. Don't get involved with this Mahloket to explain our Mishnah. Because these rabbis can either hold Tovat Hana'a is Mamon, or they can hold Tovat Hana'a is not Mamon. Which means there's two ways to explain this Mahloket. I'll tell you outside. If you hold Tovat Hana'ah is Mamon, it's monetary. Oh, let's go the other way. If your Tovat Hana'ah is not Mamon, so why does Rabbi say that the Ganav has to pay back the Terumah? You know why he says you have to pay back the Terumah? Knas. We can ask them, you stole, you're going to have to pay. Even though, I didn't steal Mamon. The Terumah is not, not his. It's only I stole Tovat Hana'ah. Yep. Knas. Okay, good. Again, if your Tovat Hana'ah is not Mamon, the rabbis will say, you don't have to give back because you didn't steal Mamon. And the rabbi that says, Rabbi, that says you have to give back, will say, because it's a Knas. Or I can explain them out. Look at it a different way. Tovat Hana'ah is Mamon. Oh, if I explain Tovat Hana'ah as Mamon, that's why Rabbi says, you got to give back. And Tana Kama is going to say, it's Mamon, but you know what? I'm going to Knas the Bala buy it. You're not getting your Mamon back on this. You know why? You shouldn't have left your fruit to be Tevil. You shouldn't have left fruit around over there. That's going to be subject now to Teva. And therefore, you lose your rights to get back compensated for the Terumah Shibur. So therefore, don't bring this subject into the what we're trying to solve, whether Tumat Mamon is, Tumat Hana is Mamon or not. Let's read that inside. You know what the reason of the B is? Kansua Rabbanan the Ganav. I can tell you really, Tumat Hana is not Mamon. Alright, so why does the Ganav have to pay? Knas. We don't want you to steal anymore. So I'll tell you, really, Tovat Hana'ah is Mamon. And then we should get back his money. But you know what? We punish the Balabayit. So he doesn't leave his fruit. So we're back to our question again. What's the Pshat in the Mishnah? We thought to explain according to these two rabbis, based on the Mahlok, is Tovat Hana'ah Mamon or not. Now you're telling me that doesn't hold. So how do you explain the two cases of the Mishnah? So Rav Amar, Shani Teruma. Dehainu Ta'ama, Di Yitlo Al Korcho, Mishum De Teruma Lo Hajya Ela Le Kohanim. Which means Teruma is different. Teruma is only Re'uya to give to Kohanim, as we know. Vekevan De Ka'atel Misra Alayu. And once already, the guy was Osir. All the Teruma on everybody. Shavya Afra Be'alma. So now, this Terumah over here, he can't give it to anybody. He says, Osir all the Kohanim, right? And therefore, in his purposes, he made the Terumah like Afra Dama, it's like Ifkir. Because he cannot give it to anybody. So therefore, to him, this Terumah over here is valueless. Now, what is Rava trying to answer? So look at Rava in the Ran. Rava Amar like this. Rava Amar Shani Terumah. Kulomar. Kula Matnitin Ite Tovat Hana'ah Mamon. Rava's coming to tell you, the whole Mishnah holds that it's a Mamon. And really, when you give the Terumah to the Kohen, really you're giving him a Tovat, there's a Tovat Hana'ah, which means Malam on the Kohen is being Nehne. Oh, so the why did Isha, can the Kohen take the Terumah? So the answer is, V'sefa Nihla, the Sefa makes sense, the Kohanim Elu Yitlu Ahadim. Right, let the Ahadim take, because you can't give it to the Kohen that you made the Nehne again, because it's Tovat Hana'ah as Mamon, give it to the other ones. V'resha, Hainu tamad yitu baal korcho mishum de truma lo haja el lekohanim. Truma can only be given to the kohanim. She yevshal etnal Yisrael. Hilkach kevan de mesar alayu. Since he was osir to them, shavya afra be'alma de afkere lahi tovat hana'ah sheyesh lo ba. Bottom line, he was mafkir that tovat hana'ah. Because Bob Sitzi said, I'm not giving it to anybody. I'm not giving hana'ah to any kohen. So basically, what is he saying? He removed himself from any Tovat Hana'ah that's possible. Because he's saying, I'm not going to be near this any Kohen. He's taking away his rights of Tovat Hana'ah, so to speak. And therefore, it's like making this Terumah over here Hefker. And therefore, the Kohen could take it. Because in the Sefa, it was different. Sefa, he said, these guys over here cannot have, but everybody else can have. Okay, good. So therefore, there's still Tovat Hana'ah around. We didn't make an Afra Dara, because he still could be man near other Kohanim. So therefore, the ones that made the Neder against cannot take it, but the ones that he didn't make the Neder can take it. So let's just review this end of the sugya. We have a land that after reading this, we're going to go into other cases. But let's just crystallize over here, again, what we said. We basically had a Mishnah. The Mishnah had the two cases, as you know. We've said already. One case where he was said himself to give Hana'at to any Kohanim. Mm-hmm. And one was just a specific Kohanim. The Mishnah had two different dinim. When you assert yourself against all the Kohanim that they cannot have an Hana'ah from you, the deen is they can take Terumah. When you assert yourself that you cannot be Mehaneh certain Kohanim, only the other Kohanim that you weren't Osir can take the Terumah. What's the difference? So the conclusion of the Gemara is, everybody holds Tovat Hana'ah as Mamon. Let's crystallize what that means, Tovat Hana'ah as Mamon. Well, you know, Mamon is Mamon, right? Money, the value itself, there's item to it. Now, when I give the Kohen Terumah, right? besides giving him the Tirumah, there's a certain value over there now that the Kohen owes me. Why does the Kohen owe me? Tirumah belongs to him. Yeah, but I could have given my Tirumah to anybody. So now he owes me Hakarat HaTov. Or, you know, there might be a Kohen out there that's willing to pay, by the way. Because he might pay the Yisrael, here's a couple of dollars. You know what? I want to secure all the Tirumah comes to me. It's definitely a Tovat Tana'adeh, right? The fact that he's indebted and he wants the Tirumah. So the question is that really considered mamon? Is that considered a monetary a value to that? Could you put a price on that? So the Gemara, in its conclusion, is really saying, Tovatana is mamon. And that's why, by the way, when you make a neder against certain Kohanim, that you do not want to give them any hana'ah, so the deen is, you will not be able to give them tirumah. You'll only be able to give the Kohanim that you did not make this neder to. Why? Because since Tovat Tana'a is considered monetary, so therefore, when you're giving the Tirumah to the Kohanim, so that's considered, you're giving already is a Hana'a. Because they'll pay for it. So what you're giving them is, you're giving them something of value. You're giving them an item that they're willing to pay for. So that's a Tovat Tana'a. That's Mamon. The Sefa, so that's a Sefa. That's why you cannot give it to them. That's why you have to give it to the ones that you didn't make the Neder to. But when I'm Osir myself, that I'm not going to give any Kohanim, so what am I basically saying? I'm taking away my rights to give this to any Kohen. So really, I'm taking the whole Tovat Tana'a, not to give it to you, not to give it to that. I can't give it to anybody. So therefore, once I can't give it to anybody, it's as if I said to this Tirumah, you are like Afra Dar'a, you are worthless to me. Oh, worthless? Good. So then I'm not giving him an ass. Like, if good. So the Kohanim were able to take it. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Now, the Ran from this Gemara now draws up some interesting halakhot. Let's read the Ran. Umeha. Second wide line. Me'ah shema'inan, sha'osir hana'at perot al atzmo. A guy comes along and says, I am not going to have hana'at from fruit. Yecholim aharim litol otan ba'al korho. Other guys can come along now and take that fruit. Because once he's osering the fruit on himself, it's as if he's saying what? Okay, I have no hana'at from this. It's like it's afla da'ara. And therefore other people can come now and take the fruit. Ve'enu yachol lakim, we can't stop them. Oh, here's the catch. Even though technically the guy can annul. Now let's speak this out. What happens when he annuls? Retroactively, he never made the nidr. Now this guy that ate the fruit, he was a gandaf, the mafreya. Bottom line, right now he didn't make she'ilah. I go with what he did right now. And I don't have to assume that he might be machil. But if he did retroactively take off that neder, hayavim l'shalem. Now the guy who took the fruit has to compensate. The keban de hakam oker neder meikaro, because the hakam is oker the neder mafreya. Keban de itchil hagam den harach pidik ilo lo atzru alim eolam. So he never was said it. Vim tomar. Now he has a question. In ken heach yitlu koanim al korho. Oh yes, like this. This guy made a neder. What? I am the no hana'ah to the koanim. Right. So what do we say? They could take the Tirumah, right? If this guy makes She'ilah and that Nidr, ends up they took Tirumah unlawfully. So how do we let them take Tirumah? Shouldn't we suspect that maybe the guy's going to make She'ilah? Lama lo nihush dilma michil umetaneh medideh. Right? Well, now they're getting a Hana'ah, which means they took... Again, if he makes She'ilah, what does that mean? He never was, or said himself to give hana'ah to the Kohanim. Which means what? He holds that right now to give the Tirumah to whoever he wants. So when they come now and took this Tirumah, they took it unlawfully. Retroactively, now there was no neder. How come the Mishnah allows the Kohanim, take, why take? Make a gezerah. Don't take, because you still don't know if the guy's going to make she'ilah. So the Ran says, lav kushya. It's not a kushya. You know what? It's not a kushya. The Ran's going to prove we don't suspect that the guy's going to make she'ilah until he makes she'ilah. You don't have to suspect such a thing. And what's the proof? He means a fantastic proof. That tenan and mikadesh aisha al tenai she'en aleha o alav the darim. Guy makes a kiddushin. Hara mikadesh etli on condition that you do not have the darim on you. He doesn't want to marry a nedranit. So he makes a condition as such, yeah? Vinimsu aleha o alav the darim. And all of a sudden they check her out, they investigate. Sure enough, he gave her the ring. This ring is contingent. So long as there's no nidarim on you. Sure, they investigated and sure enough they found nidarim. Ena mikudeshet. Now, midiktani ena mikudeshet. Mashma she'ena mikudeshet klal. Di yichola lihinaseh l'acher. So much so she could even get married to somebody else. Hold it. Let's say now she goes and makes she'ila. Comes out, she never had nedarim on her. Lemafreya. And therefore, how could you tell me in a mikudeshit that she can go get married to somebody else? Adraba, you really mikudeshit to the first guy. So he says, I forgot the Tanya Atam halcha etzel hakam betira. She went to the rabbi and matir. V'chein hu shalak etzel hakam betira. Mikudeshit. Alma. Afagav de matzi mitchil v'chayle kidushin lemafreya. Kol emat de lo mitchil. No haishinan. So long as it doesn't happen, you do not have to be hoshed. Dilma mitchil. Hakaname. Di mitchil. Now, in the chaname, if this guy made she'ilan is needed, Kohanim have to give back to Terumah. Or Abdu Kohanim Isura al-Mafraya. They made it Isur al-Mafraya by eating Terumah that really didn't belong to them. However, Kol emat de lo mitchil. No haishinan. Okay, so that's very, very important piece of Ran over there. Now, tell me a couple of things that come out of this Ran. Number one, the guy's all set himself on the perot. Comes out, why? Shrink and walk right in the house. Take those perot. It's like he made it ifkir. That's basically what it's saying. Oh. But bottom line, what about the she'ilah factor? You're right. If he made she'ilah, they're going to have to return that fruit. They're going to have to return at least the value of the fruit. Oh. So he says, how can we let the Kohanim bichlal take? Maybe he's going to make she'ilah. We don't choshesh the she'ilah. If it happens in the Chanami, the Kohanim did wrong. Good. Next paragraph. Vadim is the pick bazir. He says, I have a sefek on this. לפי שמשעה שאסרו על עצמו הפקירו. Which means, the second he was also, let's say, the fruit upon himself, basically, what did he do? It's like הפקיר. וכל שזכה בו אחר, קנה כזוכה מן המפקיר. That friend that went in and took the fruit, let's say, it's like he's taking from הפקיר. ואף על פי שאיסור שבו הלך על ידי שאלה. You're right, you went to She'elah, you made She'elah in the Nedir, so you took off the Isur that was on you from eating the Perot. However, Kinyan Mamono Shilze Eno Batel. But bottom line, I made a Kinyan. Your She'elah of the Nedir, says the Ran, is not going to affect maybe the Kinyan that the guy made on the Hefker. Eno Batel. She'eni Motzes She'elah Behefker. Right? I don't see that She'elah is Oker a Hefker. I just see she'elah is okay, let's say, a neder, but it doesn't affect the guys taking from Hefker. And that's why it says yitu al korcho in the Mishnah. Di'i lo vadai, keman de nederim de tshuli alay keimim, de mishumachi miklu debar shesh to matiri, mepirik anoder min ha'yarak, haishin adilma mitchil. Exactly, he says, adraba, nederim are made to be mitchil, to be uprooted, which means, that's a law nederim. You can't tell me we don't suspect till it happens. Adrabah, the Ran says. That's why we call nedarim davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's an item that can be undone. The whole Masecha talks about hafara and she'elah. Right. So you make it all of a sudden it's a far-fetched thing. Or who said? Adrabah, he says. And that's why, even if he makes she'elah, it doesn't matter, he wants to say. Because bottom line, once he was zocheh, The she'elah is not going to affect. And that's why once the Kohanim took it, got to make she'elah. Not going to affect it. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Gemara is saying it bevada'ut. So he argues on this. That's why you can ask me a question from Kiddushin. So he says, "Nechitra ena mikodeshet." Oh, but we had a Gemara in Kiddushin. What did the Gemara in Kiddushin say? Aminat that there's no nedarim, right? So we said what? Ena mikodeshet. So we understood ena mikodeshet that she can go get married to somebody else. What about she might come to make she'elah retroactively? He says, "Lo shete mutirit linaseh." It's not the pshat. Ena mikudeshet, go get married to somebody else. Ela, dina kitani. Just tell you the law. They are not mikudeshet at this point. But hey, you better wait. You cannot go get married to somebody else. Vafilu temana mi dimatam psikta katani. Hayinu tamashum de bedida leka lemehash. Zedo mikalkela nafsha. Ubedide lo ashkara begemara ena mikudeshet ela. Aval hu shalach et tzachakam vetiru mikudeshet lomar shi mikudeshet gemura. Aval lo alach iklamad hashinan. Right. Which means, the Gemara is coming and say, and anyway, you know why it's saying mikudeshet, ena mikudeshet? Because in this case, she's not going to spoil herself. She's not going to go now and make a she'elah and put herself into a predicament where she got married to somebody else now and make a she'elah. She's not going to ruin herself. So I don't have to be hoshesh in a case where it's going to ruin her. But bottom line, the Ran's conclusion is, we have a fantastic mahloket between the Ran and the Rashba. Let's crystallize this mahloket. The Rashba holds, person says, our case. All the Kohanim cannot be nehene from me. What's the deen? Kohanim can take Terumah.
So Rashba says, yeah, but no Kohanim, you're taking this Terumah, you're eating it, it's risky. What is it? Because if this guy makes a She'ela, eventually you took Terumah and belonged to you. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You don't got to suspect it. And what's the Rashba's main proof that you don't got to suspect it? The case of the Kiddushin. Harat mikudeshet li, she'en alech, alayich nedarim. Okay, gives her the ring, everything. They investigate, oh, there was nedarim. What's the deen? Ena mikudeshet. So the Rashba knows, what does that mean, ena mikudeshet? Ena mikudeshet means she can go and even get married to somebody else. Oh, what do you mean she can get married to somebody else? Maybe what's going to happen, if she goes and makes she'ela on the neder, comes out what? How did she get married to somebody else? L'mafreya, there was no nedarim on the first condition. She was al ela, you see what? You don't suspect that. So just like you don't suspect that by Kiddushin, you're not going to suspect that by the case of the Kohanim. Now, if the guy ends up going as Mimifir, as Shoed, and as Neder, the Kohanim now ended up taking something illegally. But that's what happens. The Ran says, no. You can't tell me that we don't suspect that a guy's going to make She'ela. She'ela is fundamental in the Darim. That's something that's quite normal. And if you know what the Mishnah is telling you? If the guy made a nidr against all the Kohanim, let the Kohanim take Terumah and they'll never have to worry. I don't care what this guy does after. Let him make a She'ela. She'ela is not going to affect an item that became Hefker. We don't see She'ela Mefkiya Hefker. Which means what? When the guy came along and said, these perot over here are asur bana'at to me. Basically, it's like he's saying it, they're afra dara, they're useless to me. So a guy comes in and takes those fruit, it's like he was a Hefker Mefker. Now, you want to take the neder off you and retroactively say there was never a neder over there, that's not going to affect the mamonot over here. Bottom line, when I took the fruit, I took it from Ifkin, my kinyan is a kinyan. And therefore, it's never going to affect me retroactively. That's the Ran Shita. Ah, but Kiddushin, it said, Ena Mikudeshet. So he said, you know what that means, Ena Mikudeshet? Ena Mikudeshet doesn't mean that she can go get married to somebody else. It's commuted law. Right now, it's in a mikudeshet, but don't get married to somebody else. We have to wait now to see what's going to happen, because bottom line, if she makes a she'ela, you're going to run yourself into problems. Or he comes along and says another answer. In this case, I'm not worried about that she's going to make she'ela, because she's not going to go mikalkel herself. What do you mean? You tell me she's going to go married to somebody else, then she's going to make a she'ela? What happens if she makes she'ela after she's going to spoil herself? She got married to somebody else. So in this case, I have a reason that I don't have to hoshesh for she'ela. But in the regular case, we have to hoshesh for she'ela. Doesn't matter. Let them make she'ela. He was not going to make a difference anyway, because the kinyan was made already. Kinyan is not affected by the she'ela itself. That's the machlokes in the Ran and the Rashba. Mishnah kunam she'eni oseh al pi abba. Okay, then he comes along and says, I am not going to give any hana'ah to my father. She met her father. She's married, mind you. Va'al pi abicha. Or your father. No hana'at to your father. Va'al pi ahayu to my brother. Va'al pi ahayu your brother. Ena yechod lehafir. The husband has no rights to be mefir. This is not an inu nefesh. This is not beno lebena. Therefore, there's no rights for the husband to be mefir such a neder. Okay? Ran, bottom line, Eno yachol dafer de'en elu nidre inu nefesh velo devarim shebeno lebena. Very clear. Next case. She'eni oseh al picha. Oh, now she comes along and says, I'm not going to give you any hana'a. Right, to the husband. Eno sarich lafer. Tanakama says, you don't even have to be mefer. Why? Look at the Ran on the bottom. She'ani oseh al picha, eno sarich lafer, mishum shti'abud mish'abed aleh. Velav kol kiminet demafke'a leh she'abudah. She's mishubedet already to the husband. She has to serve the husband. She has to do these things to the husband. She has to be man near the husband. So she can't come along and say that what? I'm not going to be giving any hana'ah to the husband. Adrabah, we're talking about ma'asi yadayim over here. She works. Now the normal deen is what? Ma'asi yadayim of the lady goes to the husband, and in lieu of the ma'asi yadayim, the husband is supposed with mezonot. She comes along and says, I'm not giving you the ma'asi yadayim. Doesn't matter. You're mishubad to give the ma'asi yadayim, Tanakama says, and therefore you make a neder like you don't got to mimi afer the neder. The she'abud overrides the neder that she makes. That's Tanakama's opinion. Next opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafir. Rebbe goes, no, you have to be mefer. Shem mita'adif alav yoter min ara'ui lo. Oh, the subject of ha'adafa. Look at Ran on the Amud Bet. Rabbi Akiva omer, yafir shem mita'adif alav yoter min ara'ui lo. Let's discuss the subject of ha'adafa that we learned in the second Ketubot, which means a lady has to give, let's say, ma'asei adayim, whatever she earns, let's say, to the husband. Right? And instead of that, the husband gives her mizonot. But there's a certain amount of ma'asei adayim that the Chachamim said she has to give to the husband. Above that is considered already hers. Now, if the husband wants that ha'adafa extra, we said the husband has to compensate her with an extra, you know, an extra coin, extra money, to kama'a, whatever you call it, to compensate her for the extra that she's giving. Okay? But there's something that's called ha'adafa. So Rabbi Akiva says, hey, listen, she makes an eder, I'm not giving you ma'asei adayim. Well, you better be mefer, because I'm concerned, not about the ma'asei adayim. You're right, ma'asei adayim, there's a shabur on that, it's automatically mufa, no problem. But I'm worried about that she might earn a little more than she's obligated to give. And what's going to be the concern? So Rabbi Akiva, then, shem mita'adif alav, yoter, menar udo, de kasama Rabbi Akiva, de ha'adafa didahi. The ha'adafa belongs to her. And therefore, it's her item. Therefore, she has rights to be oseret on the husband. Therefore, the husband should be mefer. If he wants to eventually have an on that item, he better be mefer. Behayir ala nidra. That item is not mishrabat to the husband. Umishum agi sarich lafer. Umiyun. Matzi mefer mishum devarim shebino lebena. Now, it is considered devarim shebino lebena. That's potentially my money, by the way. So therefore, let's get clearly to Rabbi Akiva Shita. Let's talk for argument's sake. Let's say the rabbi said five sila'im, that's the amount that she has to give the husband. Okay? The Gemara, if you remember, gave a shiur on how much yarn or weaving is the shiur of ma'asei adayim that goes to the husband. After a certain amount, she gets to keep the ma'asei adayim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that ma'asei adayim actually belongs to her. So she makes an eder now. I am not going to be mad named my husband. So Rabbi Akiva says, you better be mefer. I'm not worried about the actual ma'asei adam themselves. That's Yavish Abud. But the ha'adafa belongs to her. Ha'adafa belongs to her. Listen, that's beno lebena. If you're not going to make hafara on that, she'll be able to keep that item. And you're not going to be able to get it. So if you ever want to have a potential of getting that extra, you better make a hafara. Good. Now continue on. V'tanakama lo chayish lahachi. Tanakama is not worried about the ha'adafa. Mishum de sfira de ha'adafa namidi dehavi. Because he owes the hadafah belongs to the husband also. All of it belongs to the husband. Because the husband can pay for that hadafah. The extra money that she earns, he gives her a bump in her allowance every week, an extra coin, and the hadafah belongs to the husband. That's the mishkal chamesh sila'im. That's the amount of yarn that she weaves, the weight, that's the amount that she has to give the husband. Okay. Next shita. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri omed yafir. Also he says yafir. Rabbi Akiva said yafir, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says yafir. Why? Shimmi yigadeshena.
Divorce.
We're worried that they might get divorced. Vitehe asura alav, and now she's going to become asura to him to get remarried. What's going on? Look at the Ran. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri omed yafir. Shimmi yigadeshena vitehe asura lahzor lo. First, he holds a ketanakama that what? The ha'adafa name de ba'al hadya. Ha'adafa belongs to the ba'al. So I'm not really worried about any of this stuff over here, which means technically the neder is not hal. There's a shabud over here. Everything belongs to the husband. She cannot make a neder against anything over here. So technically, he doesn't have to do anything. I'm not worried about the marriage in the marriage. I'm worried about post marriage. Hilkach mishum ha'adafa etzarik lafer el shema yigarshena. Now what's going to happen? Why? Because once there's Girushin, there's no more Shemud. It's not Beno Lebena anymore. What happens to the Nidrim that are not Beno Lebena? Once the Girushin comes, boom, the Nidr is Hal again. Now once the Nidr is Hal, he wants to remarry her. What's going to happen when he wants to remarry her? He can't. Why can't he remarry her? Marry her and don't be Nehineh from her. You can't live like that. It's inevitable that what? She's going to make the bed, she's going to do something and stuff like that. So therefore, by not being mefer, says Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, you're going to affect the future. So he says, שביה נדר חמש שהתגרשה, אינה משעובדת לו למעשי ידיה, ותאסורה לעזור לו, לפי שנעשה למעשי ידיה, ואי אפשר לו לזה שלא תטען. Well, you're going to marry a lady, then you have to be careful she doesn't grind the flour for you at all. V'shlot te'efet, koshar min ha'kodesh, anod b'shlatenu. She'ishah asor le'ma'ala, and all the other things. So let's review the three she taught quickly in this Mishnah. You have Tanna Kamma, you have Rabbi Akiva, you have Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. We're discussing one case. And that's the subject at the end of the Gemara. A lady that made a neder, kunam, you cannot have ana'ah from my ma'asei adayim. Tanna Kamma says, see you later. No neder, no hafara. Not necessary. Not on the neder. Not on ma'asi adayim. Not on ha'adafa. That all goes to the husband, by the way. Therefore, the shabud overrides any neder, and therefore the tafara minmela. Rabbi Akiva says, no. I'm not worried about the ma'asi adayim, the five sidaim shi'u that she has to give to the husband in lieu of the mizunot. That's not my issue. My issue is there might be extra. And the extra belongs to her. Oh, so that she has rights to make neder on that. And therefore, if the husband is interested in getting that eventually, she's got to make a hafara now. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says, no. I agree with Tanna Kamma. Shi'bud overrides this whole neder. The ma'asei yadayim, the ha'adafa, the whole story. What am I worried about? I'm concerned about girushin. Because once they get migureshet, now the nederim beno lebena come back. Which means now what? The neder is hal. Okay, then what's he really... What? He was never meferet because there was a shi'bud. The shi'bud overrides it. Once you take away the shi'bud, the neder is alive now. The neder is kayam. Oh, what's going to happen? Okay, so the neder is kayam. He divorced. He might remarry her. And the Ran speaks out that he cannot remarry her in such a situation because Nimela, she's going to do some service to him that he's going to be in there. Therefore, he's affecting the future. Oh, why doesn't Tanna Kamma worry about the divorce? How come he doesn't worry about that? So the Ran speaks out with Tanna Kamma. Pedik alid Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Imi shud lo svila de mehanya hafara lechim begaresh la. Right? Either Tanna Kamma holds that what? Svila de mehanya hafara lechim begaresh la. There is no. That when she becomes begaresh, hafara will work. You can't make a hafara then. Imi shum de neder gufe kevan de hashto lo chayil lekame nami lo chayil. That's what you're saying. Tanna Kamma will hold, listen, you don't have a pending neder. Since the neder had no halut now at the time of the marriage, it doesn't regenerate later on. Okay. That's the different ways of understanding Tanna Kamma. Okay, the two ways of understanding Tanna Kamma again are the neder gufe kevan ashta lo chayil kame name lo chayil. Right, therefore, since the neder was on hal now, it doesn't regenerate then, or no, you can make a fara after the marriage. Okay. Now let's get to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel halachek Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Oh, halachek Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Why? To be mefer now for the future. Lememrat kasavas Shmuel adam magdish davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. Well, that's what he's really doing over here.
Right.
You're being magdish. Well, you're not being magdish, but it's the same concept. To consecrate something that didn't come to the world yet. Yeah. Right now, you're doing an item, but the situation didn't present itself. I'm making hafara now for what? After the divorce, you're still married. So you're doing something now for a situation that did not come yet into the world. So you see, obviously, if Shmuel is holding that you follow the Yohanan ben Nuri, because he holds Adam Magdish Davar, Shalom Ba'ala Olam. Urminu, the Gemara has a question. Urmin, he. Hamagdish Ma'aseh Yedeh Ishto. Guy comes along. He's Magdish, the Ma'asi Yadayim of his wife. His wife works, right? She makes the money. Husband comes along and says, Ma'asi Yadayim, I'm Magdish, I'm consecrating it. Harezu Osa Ve'ochelet. Natana Kamas is over here. She can still go to work. Let her enjoy her Ma'asi Yadayim, no problem. Harezu Osa Ve'ochelet. Ve'hamotar. Hamotar is the next case. Comma before the word hamotar. So just read it. What's the logic? Why osav ochelet? Look at the Ram. Urmini hamagdish maase yede ishto harez osav ochelet. Ika demuk mila beperek afapi afilu bemaalela mizonot. Now let's review the original takana. From the law, a lady keeps her ma'asi adam to herself. She works, some money, she keeps it. Rabbis came along and said, you know what? Give the ma'asi adam to the husband. Why? He'll support you. He'll support you. You got mezonot. You know, you don't know how much money you're going to make. Therefore, just whatever you're going to make doesn't matter. Just give it to the husband. And in lieu, you'll be guaranteed that you'll get guaranteed mezonot. You get food. It's a good deal for her. But you see, the original takana was what? For the lady. You want to secure a mezonot. Therefore, a lady can technically say, any zana, any osav, any zona, which means I'm not going to work for him, but another woman is not. I want to keep my money. She can say that. So since she can say that, so technically it really belongs to the ma'asei yadayim. So that when the husband comes along and says, magdish ma'asei yadayim, get out of it, it's not yours to be magdish. Really, the takana is for her. And therefore the ma'asei yadayim are really in her jurisdiction. That's the reason why the husband cannot be Magdish or Ma'asei Adayim. Even if he's giving a mezonot, even if they made the deal, that doesn't matter. In essence, the deal's for my benefit, for the wife's benefit. Therefore, you cannot be Magdish my Ma'asei Adayim. Look at the Ran speaks that out. Ika demuk milah bepedik afapi, afil ma'ala na mezonot, he's feeding her. Va'afil achar ishut biyada lebatel hekdesho. She can bevatel the hekdesho. Why? Va'arezo osa ve'ochelet. Med Ravuna. You know Ravuna in Ketubot. דאמר אתם יכולה אישה לומר לבעלה אין היא ניזונת ואין היא עושה. I don't want מזונות, I'm not going to work. So that's one way of learning this Gemara. Again, we're just searching now for the reason why the lady could just nullify the hekdesh of the husband. Number one, ma'asei adam is in the lady's jurisdiction. Aye, but what do you mean? She's giving it to the husband to get mezonot. But at any day she can come along and say, stop, no deal. I want my ma'asei adam, you keep your mezonot. So since it's in her jurisdiction, he can mevatel the... She can be better than this, yes? Another way of learning the Gemara is very simple. We're talking about a case where the husband is not supporting her. Simple. So if the husband is not supporting her, so the ma'azei adayim self-sufficient is hers. So if it's hers, the husband cannot be magdish something that belongs to the wife. There are two ways of learning. Yeah? Okay, good. That case we understand. Let's go to the next case. Now what's motar? Rav. אם מקדיש מותר מעשה ידיה, דנו יות על חמש שלעים ביהודה. Good. The husband didn't מקדיש את המעשה ידיה. He was מקדיש the extra. Yeah, the stuff that, like I said, the עודף that she makes. Now, normally the עודף she keeps. Or she gives it to the husband, but the husband has to give a little extra money as a result of it, in the salary to compensate that extra that she gives to the מעשה ידיה. Okay? What's the deen when the husband's makdish the motar? We have a fantastic machloket. Let's start. The motar, Rabbi Meir omer hekdesh. Oh, Rabbi Meir says, tal hekdesh. What's the logic? Run. Rabbi Meir omer hekdesh. Muki la shmelata me'ma'ale la mezonot ve'eno ma'ale la ma'a kesef shetnu la hachayim tachat motar. The case is talking about where the guy is not paying the extra coin for that ha'adafa. Why is it a hekdesh then? The chaurav is not paying the extra coin. It's not his. If it's not his, why should the ABA have a right to make it hekdesh? Understand the Ran's question? So he says, lav mehayim ka'amar. It's not talking about where she's alive. דלית לבמידי, אלא הקדש לאחר מיתה כמה שהבעל זכה בהים מותר מדין ירושה. What happened? The wife died. He inherits her money, including the extra. וספילה לבי מהיר, דאדם מקדיש דבר שלא בא לעולם. Wow. Which means he's being מקדיש it now. For when? When she dies. That extra over there is going to be Kodesh. So you see, according to me here, you can be magdish davar shel ba'al olam. Let me give you the case again, clarity. You have a lady, she's doing ma'asei yadayim, she's giving it to the husband, no problem. Husband comes along and says, I am magdish the ha'adafa, the odef. So what is odef? Odef means she's making extra than she's obligated to give the husband. Technically, that belongs to her. The husband, if he pays that extra ma'ah kesef, can get that supplement as well. And the Ran tells us, the Mimi says, it's Kodesh. And the case is talking about where the husband's not paying the extra. Not paying the extra. So therefore, the Chaura, when he makes it Kodesh, it should not be Hal. You have no right to make that Kodesh. It's not your money, your husband. Right? You're not paying for it. That Adafaf, he's not giving that extra Ma'at Kesef, it's not his to make it Kodesh. Yes? How come the Mimi says it is Kodesh? So that says, we're not talking about Mehayim.
We're talking about a case over here where the husband's saying, in the event that the wife dies, yeah, and he's going to be Yoresh, the Ma'akez, it'll be Kodesh then. So you see what? The Bimi subscribes to the Shita that says, Adam Magdish Davar, Shiloba. His death, her death did not come to the world yet. She's still alive. Again, but it's dependent on the death. The situation did not happen yet. Next Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Sadlar Omer Chulin. You know why Rabbi Yochanan Sadlar says Chulin? Wrong. The Sfira Lida En Adam Magdish Devashu Baal HaOlam. What do you mean Magdish? The money after the lady dies? Devashu Baal HaOlam. Good. Now is the question. Ve'amar Shemuel Halakha Rabbi Yochanan Sadlar. Came Shemuel and said, we follow Rabbi Yochanan Sadlar. Alma En Adam Magdish Devashu Baal HaOlam. Question mark. Shmuel, you contradicted yourself. You contradicted yourself because you said in our Mishnah halakha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was the rabbi that said that he's able to be. He has to make hafara on the neder of Maasei Adayim. Why? Because in the event when she becomes a nidgarsha, so you're making hafara on the Vashto Baal HaOlam. And Shmuel said, Halakha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That means you subscribe to Magdish Davashto Baal HaOlam. And at the same time you say, Halakha Rabbi Yochanan HaSadlar. And Rabbi Yochanan HaSadlar clearly just told me over here, you cannot, it's Cholin. When a husband makes a neder that the Odef is Hekdesh, after she dies, Enuhal. Because she can't be Magdish Davashto Baal HaOlam. Shmuel, how could you simultaneously be Posik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yochanan HaSadlar? Seemingly, it's a contradiction. That's the she'ela. So the Gemara tries to answer. The Gemara says, "V'chitema ki ka'amar alacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri." That what Shmuel said in the Mishnah. Alacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Al ha'adafa hu de ka'amar. He was referring to the subject of ha'adafa. She's like this. We have a machloket. Who does the ha'adafa belong to? Does the ha'adafa belong to the husband? Or does the ha'adafa belong to the wife? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that extra money that she makes really belongs to the husband. Exactly. And that's why really there's no purpose to make hafara. Not on the ma'asi adayim, not on the ha'adafa, so the husband. The only reason why you'd make hafara is for the future. Mm-hmm. So maybe Shimon was saying like this. I don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the future stuff. I just said like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the gabed that ha'adafa belongs to the husband. That's what I was saying. So the Gemara said, that's all he was saying. A couple of questions on that. Number one, lema lachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ba'adafa. So speak clearly. Say, I hold Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding what he said, ha'adafa. Don't just say stam lachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which is masma even on what he said, the gabed magdish devashu ba'al olam. Ina meh, Halakha Ketana Kama. Would you say simple? Don't get involved with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Just Halakha Ketana Kama. Because Tana Kama and the Mishnah also subscribe to the opinion that Hadafa belongs to the husband. Why did you even get involved with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Just say Halakha Ketana Kama. Iname, or you could have said, in Halakha Ketana Akiva. In Halakha Ketana Akiva. Because you remember the Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah was the Shita that said, you got to make Kafara on the Hadafa because the Hadafa belongs to the wife. So you could have just said, in Halakha Ketana Akiva. Which means, if you were discussing ha'adafa, Shmuel, you had three ways to say it. The way you said it is not the right way. Which you could have said, halakha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by ha'adafa. Or you could have said, just straight halakha k'tana kama. Or you could have said, in halakha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Either one of those scenarios, I would have known that you're talking about ha'adafa. Once you come along and make a blanket statement, you say, halakha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that means, magdish davar, how can you then say simultaneously sandlar that says en adam magdish davash ba'olam? Go back to the stira. So Yehuda comes along and says like this: Ela Amar of Yosef, shani kunamot. You know what I was going to answer? Really, en adam magdish davash. When it comes to hekdesh, making something kodesh, till it comes to the world, you cannot make it kodesh. It's got to be there to make it kodesh. I can't make nish something that wasn't born yet and things like that. That's fact. But when it comes to nidarim, nidarim are different. By nidarim, there's a concept that you can be magdish even things that are not around yet or out of your domain. What's pshat? It's out of your
domain. It's not by you yet, right? Kunamot are a little more flexible than Hekdesh. In what sense? Can I be Magdish something in your possession? Of course not. It'll be something that's yours. Can I make a kunam on something that's in your possession? Most certainly. I could say that item in your possession is asur to me. So you see already, kunamot have a little flavor of, even though it's out of my reshut, kunam works. So therefore, I could say, just like I could be kunam something out of my possession, I could be magdish, I could be kunam something also that didn't happen yet. It has room for that flexibility. Mashiach and Hekdesh, just like I cannot magdish something that's in your possession, I cannot be magdish davar. Shlomam, that's what the Gemara is working now with the Sevarot. Look at the Gemara's language. Shani kunamot. Hu'il ba'adam osir perot havero alav. A guy can be osir his friend's fruit on him. Osir nabi davar shlomam alav. So I can be osir davar shlomam alav. Amale abayi abayi says other. Bishlama adam osir perot havero alav. Shari adam osir perotav al havero. By kunam. I can osir my friend's fruit on me. I can also osir myself on his fruit. No, that's the same thing.
My fruit on him.
I can osir my fruit on him or his fruit on me. Right? It goes both ways. Now, ela ye'esor davar shelo ba'olam al havero. But you're going to tell me that because of that, I can be osir davar shelo ba'olam? Share en adam osir perot havero al havero. Can I be osir my friend's fruit on him? No. You know what the Gemara is really saying with this sevara? It's not written, but this is what it means, the way it explains it. You know why I can be osir my friend's fruit on me? Because even though the fruit are not in the possession, I'm here. Mm-hmm. At least one of the two items, the fruit or the guy is here, right? Or if I'm osir my fruit on my friend, well, the fruits are here. My friend. So either way, something is here. You want to learn from that case, davar shelo ba'olam, that would be analogous to a case, I'm osiring my friend's fruit on him. We're both items are not here. So your analogy is not good. I speak out again. You tried to come along and tell me, kunamot are different. Kunamot, you can go even davar shelo ba'olam. Don't ask me from kunamot. You really have to tell you, en adam magdish davar shelo ba'olam. You know why I can't that? Because can I be magdish something in your possession? Of course not. But kunam I can. So just like I can be kunam something in your possession on me, so if I can be magdish davar shelo ba'olam, I can be kunam davar shelo ba'olam. If the divorce and stuff like that. Give us hold it. You're not saying a good analogy. I could be osir myself on my friend's pirot. Or for that matter, I could osir
my pirot
on my friend. But you know what? Something is there in both cases. Either I'm here or the fruit are here. You want to tell me from that to be osir davar shelo ba'olam by kunamot, that would be analogous of me osiring my friend's fruit on him. So therefore, we still don't understand how you're reconciling the stira between Shmuel. So the Gemara comes along as a wait. Ela maravuna b'zav Yoshua. You know what the case is talking about? Be'omeret yikadshu yaday le'osehim. Diyaday ma'itnehu ba'olam. A familiar concept. You know what the case of the Mishnah was? We thought it was a davar shelo ba'olam case. I am osening my ma'aseh yadayim. And what is it for? After the Girushin I'm worried about, right? We said to make hafara now because of
future.
Davar shelo ba'olam. No, it's not davar shelo ba'olam. She said, my yadayim. Uh-huh. I'm osening my hands. The hands that do the work, yeah. I'm osening them. I'm osening them. Therefore, we make hafara. Why? Because in the future, when you get divorced, then there's going to be hal again. But she was also, the item is here now. What's here? The yadayim. So the word, it's nothing to do with the davar shelo ba'olam. It's ba'olam. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Amar Avraham Beret of Yosef, Omer ki kachu yadal osem, the yadam ha'itum ba'olam. V'chi amra ha'chi kidsha. So what? Why should it be hal such an edit?
V'ham mishabedan yadei lebaal.
The yadayim are mishabat lebaal. Such a neder shnap, which means to make a neder, it's got to be nothing to do with a shabud, right? There's a shabud over here. Oh,
damra dechi migarsha.
But she added, when I get divorced.
Oh, hashta mi alo migarsha.
But bottom line, you didn't get divorced yet. So therefore, bottom line, it's still the bashal ba'al ha'olam. Which means, no matter how you square it off, you're still going to have a problem of the bashal ba'al ha'olam. Listen to how we thought we were going to reconcile, and we'll conclude over here. We thought we'd reconcile very simply. We said, oh, you know what? Your issue was, Shmuel was soter himself. Shmuel held one time like the Yohanan ben Nuri, and one time like the Yohanan Sadlar. We thought that's a stira, head-on collision. That what? One time you're saying, Adam Magdish Tavashol Ba'al Ha'olam, and one time you're saying, Adam Magdish Tavashol Ba'al Ha'olam. In the answer, we're saying, no. You learned the Mishnah wrong. The lady that made this neder, and we told the husband, be mefir now, because I'm worried about what's going to happen in the future, that's not Tavashol Ba'al Ha'olam. She was Magdish something that was here. Ma'asi Adayim. Her hands. The hands that do the work. Oh, beautiful. You're setting the hands. You can't set the hands. There's a shabur on the hands. No. Lechi Megarsha. Oh, Lechi Megarsha. So bottom line, it's future again. It's the Masha. Megarsha is not here again. So bottom line, I don't, you brought me the hands in there. The hands don't help me anyway. You still don't want it to be effective until the future. So that's... that you still vestida. It's still the Masha of Ba'olam. So you didn't answer anything. Look at the Ran.
Look at the Ran. Lechi Amri Hachi. Kache. Bit mia, tam shtaba yede de bala. Right, the hands are mishubad. Ve afilu leman de bala, adam magdish tava shol bala olam. Parich. Dichi hai gav da lo mahari, da afilu iu lo kamar ela beomer pefirush yahun oto davar be oto zman. She efshad ala hol, ka idit nan, la hashit gehe, which means, in this case over here, everybody's going to hold that if this is shi'bud, it's not going to be hal. That's the point of the Ran. Also, you go, no, la hashit gasha. Look at the next Ran. Hashtamiya lo migarsha. But bottom line right now, she was not migureshet, right? Umimai dechi amra ache mehanya.
And who told you when he says such a thing, it's going to work?
Why? Ketaran. Kilomar, tiratzta leman damar adam magdish teva shomar haolam. Dibahay lishta dekamra ledide vaday mani. Aval leman mani adam magdish teva shomar haolam afilu amra achechi mehani.
Which means like this. The Gemara is stopping at this point. If you want to hold Adam Magdish Tavash Shalom Ba'al Ha'olam, I got no problem with this. You could say Ma'asei Adayim, that's here, for the future, for the Kiddushin, Adam Magdish Tavash Shalom, no problem. But if you hold in Adam Magdish Tavash Shalom Ba'al Ha'olam, like we're saying Shmuel holds, because he was posek like Rabbi Yohanan HaSanlar, you have no interpretation to Amishnah. Which means, when you're going to come along and say, Ma'asei Adayim, we're going to be Asu, Nechinit Garsha, that's still considered Lo Ba'al Ha'olam, so the Stira's still there. So we leave off now with the contradiction between Shmuel's two statements.